Bill Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
Hello, everybody. This is DJ EJ. Welcome to the archive, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm glad to be with you all tonight. Unfortunately, tonight is going to be a solo show for DJ EJ here on the archive. DJ Mandy B is off as a leader for Focus, the community volunteering Tufts pre-orientation program, since classes are starting right around the corner. So she's off introducing new freshmen to how things work at Tufts. And DJ Hank seems to be MIA right now. I know he mentioned to me that he was going to be going home to New Hampshire, but I wasn't sure if it was tonight or another night this weekend, so I guess we'll find out soon enough. But yeah, I'm happy to be back here on the archive. I have missed the past 2 weeks, as you might know, because I was on vacation with my family. I was on a cruise around the UK and Ireland, had a lot of fun. But the only thing is I didn't have Wi-Fi, so I needed to download a bunch of stuff to Spotify. So I didn't have as much to listen to, I guess. So instead of discovering new things, I kind of had to go back and listen to some of the things I had saved that I hadn't given enough attention to. And this vacation, I was actually able to listen to a bigger variety of music as compared to last vacation, since that one I was I had the responsibility of making my way through Kanye West's discography, which was very fun, but this one was a little freer. So I kind of listened to the same couple of albums or artists throughout the whole thing, so I'm just going to start things off tonight with a few of those. This first song I have for you is by The Dismemberment Plan, so I hope you enjoy it.
Head to toe, rayon, don't light a match. We look good and we're starting from scratch. Going to a place that never existed and probably never will, yeah. Oh, blue light basement on a throwdown. Autonomous zone within the lights. And leave well enough alone to leave your contacts at home and leave your party at the door. Drive around and try to listen for something weird.
All right, that one was Tonight We Mean It by The Dismemberment Plan, and that is from their 1997 sophomore album called The Dismemberment Plan Is Terrified. I listened to that whole album a lot, but that song in particular is just super catchy and super fun. It really shows off their frontman Travis Morrison's vocal abilities, because in parts he's like almost rapping, parts he's singing really high, parts he's screaming his head off, really all over the place, but that's kind of how the Dismemberment Plan usually is, although that song is much catchier than a lot of their other ones. So always love me some Dismemberment Plan. That one, that album, and their that album's follow-up, Emergency and I, are both very, very good. This next song is sung by one of my favorite artists, one of my absolute favorite artists from the past couple of years, Elliott Smith. I'm sure if you've listened to this show enough, you will be familiar with him. But this song is from his band Heat Miser that he was in before he went solo. Although this is from Heat Miser's third album, so it's kind of more of what Elliott Smith's solo stuff was like rather than the kind of pseudo grunge kind of stuff that they did at the beginning. And I've played all of Elliott Smith's albums to death, and I kind of forget about his Heat Miser stuff. So I had kind of forgotten about this song, but I think this next song is very, very good. So I hope you will enjoy it as much as I have for the past week. This is by Heat Miser.
Thank you.
Okay, that one was The Fix Is In by Heat Miser from their third and final studio album, Mike City Sons, which came out in 1996. And yeah, that was kind of in between the usual Heat Miser sound and Elliot Smith's solo sound. So some of the songs are a little more upbeat and edgier, and some of them, like the one you just heard, The Fix Is In, are a little more subdued, and they have that kind of spidery, whispery vocal approach that he's so well known for. Okay, moving right along. This next song is by an artist which has been one of my favorites for the past year or so, but I hadn't really given this album of theirs much attention. It's an older one, and I've listened to this album like maybe 5 or 6 times over the past 2 weeks. I just really can't get enough of it. This is by Unwound.
Yeah.
Okay, that one was Arboretum by Unwound from their 1994 sophomore album, New Plastic Ideas. And I just realized I was playing an Unwound song after an Elliott Smith song, or Heat Miser, and which is kind of funny because they were actually on the same label, believe it or not. They were both on Kill Rock Stars, which was based in the Washington State area, Washington, Portland, that kind of thing, in the 90s and 2000s. And I have to say, Unwound is much more similar to their typical sound than Elliott Smith was. He was quite an anomaly on that label, but the label's founder really liked Elliott Smith's sound, so they added him to the label, and he was on there for two albums, I think? Yeah, his self-titled and Either Or. So that's a fun little tidbit for you all. Now this next artist I actually found out about by reading reviews of that Unwound album, that New Plastic Ideas that you just heard a song from. And they were saying that Unwound is one of the only artists who sounds, or according to this person, Unwound is one of like the most honest sounding artists, whatever that means. And they said the only other artist they could think of that matched their levels of honesty was called Oxbow. So I figured I would check them out, and they have a new album that came out this year. So I figured I might as well listen to it, because at this point I was at London Heathrow Airport and I actually had Wi-Fi, so I could download something from Spotify. So I downloaded this album and I have really been digging the first track, so I will be playing that for you all right now.
Let's tip the glass and get to it.
Okay, that one was by Oxbow, and it comes from their 2017 album, The Thin Black Duke, and that song is called Cold and Well-Lit Place. The main thing that I really love about that song is that motif that comes in every so often where it's like the strings and the horns, but the strings are gradually rising in pitch and the horns are falling in pitch. I don't know, it just sounds really cool having the two of them like going in opposite directions like that. Really builds up tension, which I always like. And I was reading about Oxbow, and apparently that's like way more straightforward than they usually sound, although they don't have too many albums on Spotify, so I am curious as to how their older stuff sounds, because this is their first album after a 10-year hiatus, it seems. And also, I was reading about Oxbow, and their singer seems to be a very interesting person. He is also a writer. He's written a few novels, and he also writes for some news websites and that kind of stuff. And he's also an amateur fighter, so like mixed martial arts kind of things. And if you see a picture of him, that isn't surprising. And I actually found out that he's written a book called Fight, Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Ass Kicking, But Were Afraid You'd Get Your Ass Kicked for Asking, which sounds like a great read, in my opinion. This next song is going to be wrapping up my vacation, I guess, because I heard this album on the plane coming back to New Jersey. And this is by Modest Mouse.
Yeah.
Okay, that song was Cowboy Dan by Modest Mouse from their second album, which was The Lonesome Crowded West, which came out in 1997, I believe. Yeah, that's a great album. Their first two albums, The Lonesome Crowded West and This Is a Long Drive for Someone with Nothing to Think About, are two favorites of mine. I one time spent probably 20-25 minutes at a bookstore trying to decide which of the two to get. I wound up getting the first one, This Is a Long Drive, but I constantly find myself thinking if that was the right decision or not. But I have both of them on Spotify, so I guess it doesn't really matter, and I'm still supporting Modest Mouse either way, so it's all good. Since we're at about the half-hour mark, I figure this would be a good time to throw in a little PSA, so I'll be back right here in a few moments.
Hey, Mom. Why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I don't know if all those why questions necessarily made me more eager to adopt, but there are, as they said, plenty of kids in foster care, and it would help them out a whole lot if you wanted to adopt one of them. Not that you have to, but just throwing it out there. Okay. So this second half of my set tonight is just songs that I happen to have heard over the past couple of days that I liked. And then at the end, we have two album anniversaries to get through. So let's just do the kind of random song segment and get that out of the way. This song coming up right now is by The Cure.
Thank you.
was Love Song by The Cure, and that comes from their 1989 album Disintegration, which I was just listening to coming home from work one day this week. Fantastic album. I was actually going to play Plain Song from the same album, but I'm running a little short on time and I want to get through everything, so Love Song was a little bit shorter, but no inferior. This next song is a song that I've known for a long time, but for whatever reason, I just had an urge to listen to it lately, and it kind of blew my mind with how good and simple and all that it is. This is an absolute classic by the one and only Lou Reed.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on.
That was Perfect Day by Lou Reed from his 1972 debut solo album Transformer, which my dad actually has a basically mint condition version on vinyl from when it came out in the 70s, which I don't know how it stayed as nice as it is, but pretty impressive. But yeah, I've known that song forever, but for whatever reason, it just clicked with me recently, and I think it's pretty much a perfect song, really. The lyrics are super honest, and it's straightforward, no bells and whistles. Yeah, I also love how his voice kind of cracks in the chorus a little. Yeah, just really good. Great song all around. Now into those album anniversaries that I mentioned before. A good friend of mine just let me know yesterday that it was the 23rd anniversary of Jeff Buckley's album Grace. So I was listening to that album today, and the last track on it actually hit me pretty hard. So I will be playing that for you all right now. I hope you enjoy. That one was Dream Brother by Jeff Buckley, and like I said, that is the 10th and last track on his only studio album, I guess, which is Grace, which came out in 1994 on August 23rd, which was yesterday. Yeah, fantastic album. I've said this on the archive before, but he was definitely gone way too soon. And I feel like if he was able to live for another studio album, it might have been even better than Grace, which is saying quite a bit. Yeah, so rest in peace, Jeff Buckley. This last album that we'll be celebrating tonight is by Interpol, and it's their debut album, called Turn on the Bright Lights, which came out on August 20th, 2002. So that means on Sunday, I believe it was. Let me check my calendar. Yep, Sunday. It celebrated its 15-year anniversary already. This is one of my absolute favorite albums, so I will be playing a couple of cuts from this right now. So I hope you enjoy them.
I wish I could keep the soul out of your mind.
All right, that one was Obstacle One by Interpol, and that is from their debut album, Turn on the Bright Lights. One of my favorite things about that album is the bass line on every single song is amazing, and this album is one of the primary reasons why I got a bass myself. And one of the, I think actually the first thing that I recorded when I got my bass was this next song. So I hope you enjoy my humble tribute to one of my favorite songs on this album. I've been DJ EJ, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM, The Archive, on WMFO Medford, Tusk Freeform Radio. I will see you all next week. Thanks for listening.